Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About to have some thrilling radio here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. I say it's going to be thrilling because Top 5 Tuesday is coming up shortly. Mike is in the list today. It might not be a good thrilling because your list is making me nervous.
Well, I would just say, you can't argue with it because it's my list. And so you can't tell me what my pain level was during some of these matchups. Going down memory lane today and lining up the five most painful losses of my playing career.
This is almost like a peek into your soul to see what hurts you, what does not hurt you when it comes to
I'm willing to open that up for Falcons. Well, because honestly, this is a conversation that Grant and I had after the Falcons game on Sunday. We were doing the post game. He's like, man, this has got to be one of the worst losses in Falcons history, all things included. An 0-2 Carolina team, the fact that it's 30-0 and you got shut out for the first time in years. And I was like, yeah, I'm like going back through my mind. The only other one I could think of that was on this level was 2014. The day, it was 3 days after Christmas. We knew after that game, Smitty might be fired. The Falcons, we were just bad, but we were all injured in that game. So that's not included on my list. But yeah, I mean, you go back through some tough ones over the years.
Hey, before we get to Man Up Monday, I do have to ask you, because we did see your former head coach yesterday, Mike Smith. How was that for
you?
That was so cool.
So I got to see him at that event last year. And it was the first time I had seen him literally since my playing days. And to get a chance to catch up with him. And, you know, he's the guy that called me on draft night. And I owe a lot to him. But when you're a coach and you have, you know, 90 players in camp and 50-plus players, like, I don't think you get a chance to have that individual time. And to kind of reflect back on some of our, you know, interactions over the years was really, really cool for me. I got to tell you, not only last year, but obviously yesterday and getting a chance to get him on air. It was really, really fun.
Well, it was cool to see the interaction from my perspective because he was lit up talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't imagine what it was like to play for him.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a good dude. And it's funny. I had the Thomas Dimitrov, who was our GM at the time. He was back in here with Steak like a year or two ago. Now he's down in New Orleans. But he was in the studio, and I had the same interaction with him. It was like fun to get – you run back through the names of everybody that were parts of those teams. And they obviously put them together. I was just in the locker room. And, you know, hey, have you talked to this guy lately? Hey, what about – whatever happened to that guy? I'm like, yeah, man. Good stuff. So it's always fun to catch up with those guys.
I love that. Well, now that we've got y'all high and excited, we're going to talk about Man Up Monday.
Let's do this.
You got to avoid it yesterday.
Huh.
But we always pay off what we set on Fridays with Man Up Monday. So let's go through your picks from Friday. First, we're going to start with Texas Tech and Utah. Dylan, let's go with Bo's pick first.
I think Utah is a sneaky, hard place to play. I do think Texas Tech can hang, but I would take Utah on the points as well.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good.
Wrong. Let's see how Mike did on this one, Dylan.
I think I'm going to go with the under on this one. I think that Texas Tech, obviously a high-flying offense, I think that they were always going to be that under their new offensive coordinator. But if you go back to the preseason, they lost. I think Joyner was his last name. They're starting running back in the preseason to a torn ACL. So they even leaned further into that. But I believe in the brand of football that Utah plays, which is a little bit more physical. I think when you match up physicality, you put some pressure on Texas Tech's offense. I don't think they'll perform well against pressure. I think they're not great against the blitz. I think the under 56.5 for Texas Tech, Utah.
Boom. All right.
I was a little bit off on the Utah thing, but the under definitely works. Of course, like you said, 34-10 in that matchup. A close early, not close late, and Texas Tech runs away with it. But I thought the Utah physicality was going to pull ahead for a little bit, and it did not.
All right, so far, Man Up Monday on a Tuesday is going well for you, Mike.
Club's going up.
Not so much. All right, let's move on to the Rams and Eagles game. Let's go with Mike first on this one, Dylan.
Every bone in my body wants to lean Rams on this one, but the Eagles and that offensive line and their ability to run the football just takes the air out of everything. I think the Rams have been improved in a lot of different ways this year. I love the way they've started utilizing more 12 personnel, which – I think that that's probably where Zach Robinson is watching a lot of tape when he's looking at the Rams and putting Matt Stafford under center and doing some of the other, you know, the wrinkles that we're going to start to see rolling out here. But the Eagles in that offensive line, I'm just too big of a believer. And you add in the tush push, you add in everything Jalen Hurts has done on the ground. I think maybe he can throw the ball a little bit more in this game, but I like the Eagles minus the 3.5 points.
Very nice.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Do you think they're still going to keep using the tush push with all the controversy that's been happening?
It was funny. I said this yesterday or the day before, maybe on the post game, that, you know, Kellen Moore tries to bring the tush push to New Orleans, and they're the ones that got flagged for it. There was so much controversy about, hey, they're going to really be watching the tush push close. Kellen Moore's like, hey, let's give it a go. Oh, my God, we got a false start. Yeah, there you go, man. They were watching you closely.
All right, let's go with Bo's pick for the Rams and Eagles game.
This game is probably one of the hardest games you'll find to pick. With the spread, with the over-under. The over-under, I have it, Allie, I want to make sure it lines up at 44.5. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thanks for listening.
I want to make sure. I'm going the over on the 44.5. And the reason is because you think both these teams have really good defenses. They can get after you. But if you go back to that playoff game, even with all the snow and everything, what did that game have? Big plays. And I think they have big plays again. I think I'll take the over 44.5.
Look at that.
Check that out. We must have done pretty well.
Yeah, what was the final tally on this, Dylan?
Mike, this week? Big bounce back week for
you.
Let's go. 4-0-1 because you did have the one push in there. And for Bo, he stays steady. He goes 4-1 on the weekend. That puts Bo at 11-5 on the season. And Mike, you're on the comeback trail a little bit. That was a big week for you.
I needed it.
Yeah, you are now at 7-9 on the season.
Dang, I was that
actually
far
no.
Back.
You're 7. You're 7-9-1 because you had the one push.
Okay. There was one week you had nothing right.
Yeah, no, I went over 4 week one.
Yeah,
hurt your
over 4 week one.
Average.
Yeah,
that's really hurt you, bud.
Bounce back in a big way.
Well, we're gonna try to tweet out the picks and the outcomes from the 929 Morning Shift account if you want to see the full rundown of how these fellas did.
And a reminder: today's Top 5 Tuesday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. 13 locations for Buffalo's Cafe and only 5 on this Top 5 Tuesday. My most painful losses as a player in my playing career. Now, there could have probably been some honorable mentions. Could have thrown some of those ones out there. But I tried to make it very clear the direction I was going.
Okay.
All right. And you know what? Without further ado, Dylan, let's just go ahead and start with number 5.
Number 5.
27 yards. Eli Manning, three touchdowns.
All his progression.
Watch that ball drop right between two.
Perfect throw. Giants score 24 unanswered points. Would you believe it is now 0 for a career still for the great Tony Gonzalez? The Atlanta Falcons offense shutout. The only points are made by the defense. Matt Ryan's number 2, matching the number of total points of the Atlanta Falcons, who are 1 and done. The Giants now move on to play.
There is a small caveat for this one being at number 5. Now, I'm talking about the 24-2 wild card playoff loss for the Atlanta Falcons in the 2011 playoffs. The game actually happened in 2012. Small caveat, I had surgery like 2 weeks before this, so okay. I was not actually suited up for this matchup. We dealt with a little bit of injuries, but unfortunate day. And I think for Falcons fans listening, they're sitting there going, why are you doing this? I'm just telling you, man, it can always be worse. Now, did you get 2 points in the day? Yes. Did your defense score those 2 points by sacking Eli Manning? Yes. Okay? So just roll with me there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this next one is a big deal because of what week it is. But if you go back to this moment in time, Bama was on the upswing. College game day was in town. A lot of talent in the team that was wearing red and black that was headed to Tuscaloosa.
Number four.
Georgia from the 25. Stafford wants it all.
Got it.
Touchdown. Mikey Henderson on the first play from scrimmage.
You're welcome, Georgia fans.
It's a shame nobody can see your face right now.
Overtime victory. Yes, that I was suited up for this one. I was playing right tackle in Georgia. We actually came back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Had to kick a field goal there in overtime. Georgia, Matthew Stafford and Mikey Henderson. Absolute dagger. Now, that season for Bama, you know, it was Nick Saban's first year. Didn't end up being great. We'll get back to that in a little bit. It didn't end up being great, but at the time, we were ranked inside maybe the top 15, mm-hmm. and Georgia, I think, was inside the top 10. It was like, oh, yeah, dude, just they're coming to town. They're walking into the gates of Bryant-Denny. We're about to close this thing down, and we're going to get after it. Didn't end up the way we thought it would. Heartbreaking loss for sure. All right, as we move down the docket, this next one, it's kind of up there, but it's different because we were ranked number one in the country mm-hmm. in this matchup. And a certain Heisman Trophy winning left-handed quarterback from Florida said, nah, not your time just yet.
Number three,
Urban Meyer.
I am with Urban Meyer now. I don't think I've ever seen you smile this much. Urban with his family. You knew this would be a challenge for you. You come in, you knock off number one ranked Alabama, going to the SEC. You win the SEC championship, you're going to the title game. Where does this one rank for you?
Oh, it's number one. And we give great credit to our opponent. They were phenomenal. That was a hell of a football game. We had some two major injuries we had to deal with last week.
Thank you, Urban. Thank you. All right, stop playing it. All right, thank you, Urban. All right, thank you for giving credit for, you know, your number one victory of your career being against Alabama and our squad in 2008. We were ranked number one. We felt really, really good going to that game. It was a good game. They end up pulling away right there at the end, forcing a couple turnovers, and we just couldn't get it done. We were able to rise back to the occasion the following year and knock them off in that game, you know, that happened in 2009. But that one in 2008 still stings. Everything mm-hmm. on the line. We're the number one team playing number two in Florida, and just couldn't make it happen. All right, let's move on, and we got to go to, and Bo brought this up earlier, happened in the Georgia Dome. It was 2012 playoffs. We were a really good football team, but San Francisco rolls into town.
Number two.
Near the goal line. 6 seconds left. Ryan throws underneath for Jones. He makes the catch, is knocked down, and the game is over. The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
All right. Cut it off. right? We don't even want to live in that. I'm just saying it's hard. It's painful. All right, that's what I'm going with. Painful, 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 painful. 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, make me want to vomit right there.
I'm back.
welcome back.
Hey, Bo, how's it going? Good timing on your part.
I didn't know I was potted up. I apologize. I don't know what happened. I went out, and then I thought Dylan had put me in queue because I texted him and said, hey, something's wrong.
Neither here nor there, my friend. We're just happy that you're back in the fold. And I do, unfortunately, Bo, I think you probably know what my number one is of all time, most painful loss. Happened in Bryant Denny.
Deflected, incomplete, and Louisiana Monroe will take over. Yeah. Bama with no way of stopping the clock. And the Warhawks, who appear now on the field, coming away with one of the biggest wins.
Yeah. All right. You get the picture.
Can I ask
Louisiana
a quick question?
Monroe beat us in 2007.
I knew that
I
one was on there.
Bo.
I knew that one was on there. Well, I was laughing because I knew, because I think I had three. The 2012 NFC Championship game. Did that make it?
Yep.
The 2008 SEC Championship game. And then that one. So is the other one the Mike Patrick game with the Britney Spears?
Yes, it was. It was right before the clip we played was the Mike Patrick cut, which we didn't play, but we need to actually probably get to that. All those absolute daggers, man. Daggers.
Who was the other one?
The 24-2 loss against the Giants in the 2011 playoff.
God, that game was awful.
Brutal.
Cold, windy, and just bad football for us.
Agreed.
All right, we should stop the bleeding right now because we've got the wake-up call coming up next. 404-726-0929. Go ahead and ask your questions about this Falcons film that Mike and Bo have been studying. Maybe I spoke too soon. Because I do want you to call in and give us your Georgia-Bama predictions on how much Georgia's going to win by this
weekend.
What's
the confidence level? That's what I want to know. Georgia fans, what's the confidence level? Because I'm not even sure what mine is yet on the other side. We'll see.
Yeah, he's going to give us his confidence level as Bama comes to Athens. 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res. Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.